agencies are supposed to embrace data, put it out there, hold data paloozas so clever entrepreneurs can build useful apps with that government information, or collect it, use it to drive policy decisions. Either way, you need to trust that data is accurate. Reliability is a major concern at the Millennium Challenge Corporation. It uses data to make decisions on international development. Alicia Phillips-Mandeville is the agency's Managing Director for Development Policy, and she's part of a new effort to close data gaps. She joins us now. Hi, Alicia.
Good morning.
So, Alicia, first of all, just give me some examples of where you found data is a problem or a potential problem for your agency.
Yeah, sure thing. First of all, though, thanks for having me on. I'm sure you'll appreciate that not a lot of people ask me to talk with them about data first thing in the morning, so this is really great.
Well, we are Federal News Radio. We're quirky like that.
Excellent. Well, it's good to be here. So, that's a great question. I think the easiest example is actually one of the main motivations for us wanting to, the Millennium Challenge Corporation work to try to help set up a data alliance, governance data alliance. And that is that one of the data points that we look at when we're thinking about how to place foreign assistance investments in some of the world's poorest countries, we look for information and measurements about government efforts to combat corruption. And I think listeners can understand why that's something we'd really care about. When you go and look at that data, right now most of the kinds of information it draws on is perception-based. So surveys asking people, what do you think about how corrupt your country is? Do you think your government is taking steps to fight corruption? And you can imagine, I just listened to you talk about this new military spouse job placement program. It would be as if they were measuring that by asking, do you think this program is going well? How do you feel like it's working? Instead of actually asking, has your spouse found a job, or asking the spouses themselves, have they found a job? So it's gaps like that we're often trying to struggle with, and then we're looking at to try to understand really what kind of information should we most be using, what type of data should we be looking at when we're trying to decide where to place investments.
And give me some of the sense of your strategic thinking at the Millennium Challenge Corporation. I mean, as a user, how do you do due diligence? How do you figure out if this is the best data available to you and this is what you should make your decisions on?
Yeah, sure thing. So, you know, at Millennium Challenge Corporation, we use data really publicly, and I think that actually helps us a lot with our due diligence because we ask the questions that we know everyone's going to ask us. So, like I said, we're an independent U.S. federal agency. We focus on foreign assistance, but we look at taking a business-like approach to development and aim to promote economic growth and poverty reduction. And so when we're looking at what data should we use to decide which countries to invest in, we ask a set of questions that I think anyone listening would ask. Does this data cover every country in the world with a low per capita income? And that one's actually a lot more challenging than people think. Does this data get updated regularly? So will we learn something new this year that we didn't know last year? And can we actually understand in a public way what this data is measuring? So is the number something that's clear? And when we look at it and we look at why it's changed, has it moved for a reason that we can understand, that the country can understand, that we could explain to anyone in the public who asks us? Or is it kind of quite complicated and somewhat more mysterious? You can imagine we prefer the first, where it's straightforward and easy to understand. The second makes it more challenging.
And with regards to transparency, have you had instances where, because it is transparent, you get some feedback from the public and you're able to either act on it or at least prove that that feedback, if it were criticism about the validity of the data, for example, that it was wrong? I mean, do you get tested like that because you're transparent?
Yeah, we certainly do get, I think, a lot more questions because we are transparent. We certainly are able to answer a lot more questions because we are transparent. In fact, that's why I think one of the main lessons is that transparency has been a really helpful asset here in the way we use data. We do get a lot more questions. You know, we use data and we trust data, and that's one of the biggest reasons we've tried to work to participate in helping establish a data alliance, which is that it's not that somebody asking a question doesn't cause us to instantly say, oh, this data must be wrong, but it does cause us to ask, is there something else we should know or look at or understand about this data? And so as a really concrete example, we may have a measure, and I'll use a not governance example because it's easiest. We may have a measure that immunization rates have really changed in a country. Fewer children have been immunized. immunized according to this year's numbers. And we'll go and try to understand, well, has something changed in the vaccines that are being procured? Has something changed in the way they distribute those vaccines? Has something changed in the number of children that were born in that, over that period of time? So you can imagine when people ask questions, and the fact that we use this data in a really transparent, public, published way does prompt lots of questions from country governments, from independent folks, from folks on Capitol Hill, other parts of the U.S. government. Lots of folks ask us questions. It really helps us think through what else we need to understand when making decisions.
We're speaking with Alicia Phillips Mandeville. She is Managing Director for Development Policy at the Millennium Challenge Corporation. So I gather that you have enough concerns about these surveys or other sorts of data which might not reflect actually what's happening on the ground to form this alliance with other groups, foundations, and other government organizations. Tell us a little bit about the group and what you hope to achieve.
Yeah, certainly. So this is, I think there's two pieces here. One is that when people say governance, they think of lots of different things. And that's actually accurate. People should think of lots of different things. Some people think about rule of law and whether it's being enforced. Some people think about efforts to combat corruption. Others about basic human rights, freedom of speech, expression, freedom from torture, those kinds of things. All of those things are important to measure if you're trying to think about how well governed a place is or how effectively governed a place is. And so I start with that because that also explains who are we talking with and who are we talking about when we're talking about a potential governance data alliance. Because we're talking about people who either produce data about governance, and any of those things I just said, plus all the other things you can think about when you think what is governance. So NGOs, think tanks and foundations, academic groups as well sometimes. So people who produce numbers that tell you something about the level or effectiveness of governance in different ways. But also in the alliance, we're talking about people who use data. And so MCC is a really public example of that. The way we use data, you can go on our website and find out about it. You can see the numbers. You can see how we stack them up. But there are a lot of other actors that use it as well. Yes, other parts of governments. Sometimes governments of low-income countries themselves actually looking at this data, trying to sift through what policies are the most appropriate to take, what should they work to adjust in terms of reform efforts or trying to make lives better for the population of their country. And then the third piece, we actually spent some time talking with folks who foundations that invest in and fund the infrastructure that allows governance data to be collected. Data doesn't fall out of trees. Someone has to go out and collect it and have a good, sound methodology for how to assemble and publish it. So the idea of this governance data alliance is let's bring those three sets of people together, people who produce data, people who use data, people who help support the creation of data, and let's talk through what are the gaps and the experiences of the producers and the users so that we can get some feedback loops going. You can imagine a world where no marketplace exists to get the thing that you want. How do you ever tell anyone you'd like to buy a pair of purple shoes? Well, now there's a space where we can go and talk about what kinds of purple shoes exist, what are their characteristics, how would I use them, and who produces them.
And Alicia, just briefly, unfortunately, we're running out of time. This alliance has just started, but what are some of the action steps, some of the steps that you might take, concrete steps to shore up the quality of that data?
Yeah, I think that, we're still working through what are exactly the mechanics of that, but I think the fact that people got together last week for a couple days to really hash through, can we get to some consensus that this type of a governance data alliance makes sense? And there was a real resounding yes. And so what's great is that there are now some of the smartest people I can think of actually sifting through, well, so do we do this face-to-face? Do we do this online? Do we do this in other ways? What are the most important things to move forward on? And that's kind of unprecedented in the data world. It's unprecedented for something as diverse as governance data, and I think it really helps move that data in a direction that makes it more and more usable to a larger variety of people.
Alicia Phillips Mandeville is the Managing Director for Development Policy at the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure thing. Thank you. Great to be here.